Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 131. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
What were you laughing about?
I was just thinking that this is the take two, so the second week in a row.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on.
But this time it wasn't, we didn't record and have it shut off. This time, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what's going on here.
What's happening?
I want to hit something. This time it's a malfunction with the board.
Right. The Mackie.
A bad
channel.
Channel.
Yeah.
So, fortunately.
Fortunately, we know someone who might be able to fix that.
Well, it's funny. I wonder if a lot of the times when, like, I think I'm not hearing you, it's because it's actually, I wasn't hearing you.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
It probably is. And I can hear myself really well.
Yeah.
Like it was a noticeable difference when you change the channels.
So maybe it's been bad for a while.
Right.
Because that's also the one that would crackle when I change things.
Oh, really?
So I wonder
really?
If the whole channel is bad.
What? Oh, yeah. So... For those of you, we use a USB Mackie mixer, and I'm on channel 2.
Well, you were.
I was, and it's took a shit today.
Yeah.
So.
Now you're on 3-4.
Now I'm on 3-4, so I'm going to take this to work this week and see if I can't fix what's going on with it.
But, so.
Anyway.
Well, there we go.
Take 2.
Yeah.
2 times.
Thank you for listening. DarkAngelsAndPrettyFreaks.com.
Perfect.
No, we do appreciate everybody that checks us out because it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it still humbles us to think that people want to just listen to us chat.
Jibber jabber. I really appreciate everyone listening to our angry episode. Yeah. Everybody likes it when you get all fired up. I think it was Pittsburgh Nerd tweeted at you today about how he loved your jackhole rant. So... That's pretty hilarious.
Jackholes. And that went on Jackholes again on Reasons Are Several.
You did. So you can hear Jackhole rant number 2 on Reasons Are Several. Speaking of which.
I guess we should say. So I am guest co-hosting on the Reasons Are Several podcast. Check us out. I'm filling in for Scott. So it's Matt and I. For those who have not heard Reasons Are Several, it's a loosely sports-based podcast.
Very loose.
conversationally done and kind of, I guess, some what is it?
They talk about all kinds of stuff. They talk about movies and talk about sports. And they talk about all kinds of sports, like football, soccer.
Basketball.
Like obviously, the Olympics. They love soccer and basketball, so you can get a lot of that.
You were very loud all of a sudden.
I know. It's because I'm on a new channel, and it's all new and fresh.
It's working.
Fresh.
Working well.
Do it, ya!
There you go.
How's that sound?
Sounded good.
So this past week, you were on episode 131, and you'll be on the next few episodes, I guess.
I'll be on for a little while.
A little while.
I think I'm on until November.
It's a guest stint, if you will.
I'm a guest co-host, so I'm not, it's not...
Not taking over.
It's not like Matt interviewing me or interview. Or it's, you know, it's not like I'm guesting.
Are you trying
out? I'm actually co-hosting. So it's still the Reasons There Are Several podcasts. It's just me instead of Scott.
Right.
So... It's busy. It'll be better.
Nice.
Reasonsareseveral.com, I think.
Is there a reason?
I should know that.
They have a Facebook page. They have an Instagram.
Do
they have Instagram?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
I know Matt does.
I should probably figure it out.
Right. You should probably get that shit.
Yeah.
How are you going to pimp your shit?
Had a really good time. We talked about Miss USA.
Uh-huh. You took on those questions, the hard-hitting questions, Miss USA.
But it was
it Miss Universe?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I wasn't listening. But it was fun, so check it out.
It's hilarious.
And thank you to Matt for letting me sit in for a month or so, or two.
The leg hair bond is strong.
It is. Enough of that.
Enough of someone else's podcast.
Yeah, well, it's partially mine now for a little while.
I know, which is why we were pimping it.
Driving the boat.
Ooh.
Going to talk NASCAR. But anyway, enough of that.
Hope you're watching this week's race, Matt. You got some questions.
Let's move on.
To...
Something important.
I was gonna joke about something else taking a shit, but
oh, Matt?
No.
Oh,
my iPhone.
Oh yeah. Well, we can talk about that.
So today was the death and rebirth of my iPhone 6. Heaven forbid you update that shit.
Well, yeah. Well, we had to update the iPad and our phones, and usually the updates go fine. But the updates went fine on everything but your phone.
Right. And I don't know why.
Which froze halfway through the update and then locked us out.
Right.
and then wouldn't restore or update.
Right.
So eventually...
Tell the fine folks in the listening audience what it said when you Googled that problem.
Did you're fucked.
Right. I asked you and I was like, that's not really what it said, right? That's not... Yeah. What?
It said, oh, no. Did this happen to your phone? Right. Yeah, you're fucked. And I was like, well, that's not good.
I think I did a really good job of not freaking out.
Well, the worst thing is you'd get another phone.
Well, yeah, but who wants to buy another phone? I think, is this under warranty?
Well, we
wouldn't
have bought one. We would have went and got one. No, it's not.
Damn it.
I think it's 2 years old now.
Is it?
Would have went and got you like whatever the free phone they give you is.
Yeah.
Until this one got repaired. I mean, I'm sure Apple could have figured it out.
Right.
But it took, had to do all these weird, weird things to it. It was funny. You had to get the program. You had to have iTunes open. You had to disconnect your phone. You had to do a hard reset on it, plug it in, but keep the home button pressed, and then release it at a certain time, and it put it in recovery mode. And then it pretty much turned your phone into a brand new phone. It erased everything. Although almost everything. Some things it saved, because I noticed you still had your phone book and all that.
Right, but when I actually went to my contacts, it didn't actually list them there at first. But when I went to my email or text to try to like send someone a new text, then their information came up. So I think it only kept that stuff because of the cloud. I don't think my phone actually kept that stuff.
Oh, okay. So
although my pictures are still there, but again, I don't know if that's because of the cloud.
Well,
or whatever.
That's
so
good.
All the apps are gone. The contacts are there. The pictures are there.
Your notes were there.
Right, but after
you
recovered.
You had to reset your
cloud.
Email.
Right. So I don't have any email or Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. So sorry if you didn't get any tweets or anything today because I don't have it.
But it was about 4 hours of
we weren't sure,
trying
yeah.
to keep it going. And then finally it woke up and it was funny because they had to start it all over. I had to put all the information in again
Yeah, they had to give the hard reboot. Yeah, I was trying hard to stay calm. I'm like, okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? Okay, just you spend tomorrow at the Apple Store.
Well, I would have said, why don't you go now? Which sucks because this is the iPhone 7 release weekend, so Apple's packed.
Yeah, they don't care about me and my problems.
But the phone got fixed somewhat, although it's working really well now, and we got the
update. It works great, and it's has the new like things where you can write text. I'm making motions in the air. You can't see it, but I'm writing texting you. And then there's all these little weird things. I accidentally texted Malls from Couple Things Podcast this morning, and I accidentally held my finger down for too long, and it sent her like a Starburst or something. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what is
like
happening?
Candy?
No, because that's delicious, but like a fireworks, like an explosion Starburst, like a picture of like, apparently if you, I don't know how I did it. Is what I'm saying.
But
it does some new things, and I don't know how to use it. So, anyway.
I couldn't figure out how to unlock my phone. I couldn't figure out how to get the numbers back.
The passcode numbers to come up? Yeah.
And I know it said in very small writing, hold down the home button or hit the home button. But I kept swiping, and I'm like, why is it not working?
Why did my camera come on?
Yeah. So it was kind of fun, but figured out.
Yeah. I've been desperately re-downloading all of my picture apps that I love so much. And I like have this huge catalog of Hipstamatic,
apps.
The Hipstamatic app has like lenses and styles of film and stuff like that in it. Mm-hmm. And I had a ton, which over the years I have purchased. And so all that's gone. And I'm like,
If you go to Hipstamatic and will it download everything you've owned, or you have
no,
to go
you have
and find
to go
each
in,
one?
You have to go in and find each one, and then see if it'll give it to you. Because the last time this happened to my phone, it only gave me like half of the ones I know that I've already purchased, and so it was a little bit of a suck. But anyway, everybody needs to know that I'm okay. My phone's okay.
Well, moving on to something truly devastating.
Yes,
the pumpkin spice latte is out,
but you're not.
But I can't drink it
because you're not on the sugar.
Yeah.
Currently sugarless, and they don't do sugarless. That's so weird.
I don't think